This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Welcome, I'm Natalie Pincham. This is the March 14, 2014 podcast from JNS Spine, which includes articles on the following topics: the lumbar spine, spinal cord injury, and trauma. Management of sagittal balance in adult spinal deformity with minimally invasive anterolateral lumbar interbody fusion. A preliminary radiographic study. A clinical article by Jotham Manwaring and colleagues. Minimally invasive fusion and instrumentation techniques are playing a larger role in the treatment of adult spinal deformity. Traditional open approaches have been the mainstay of treatment. The minimally invasive lateral retroperitoneal trans-psoas approach to spinal fusion has been highly investigated in the past several years. It has been performed by numerous groups to augment their degenerative scoliosis management strategies. Even though the use of the lateral minimally invasive lumbar interbody fusion can improve some spinal parameters, more data are needed to determine its effect on sagittal balance, the radiographic measure critically linked to quality of life, function, and health status outcomes. In the present study, the authors aimed to achieve the following. First, to describe the radiographic effect of anterior column release on spinopelvic parameters. Second, to compare the radiographic effect of anterior column release to pedicle subtraction osteotomy and Smith-Peterson osteotomy for treatment of anterior spinal deformity. And third, to describe the radiographic effect of posterior percutaneous transpedicular spinal instrumentation when combined with a trans-psoas minimally invasive lumbar interbody fusion on spinopelvic parameters. Local cooling for traumatic spinal cord injury. Outcomes in 20 patients and a review of the literature. A clinical article by Robert Hansabout and Christopher Hansabout. While modern treatment has lessened the morbidity and mortality associated with severe spinal cord trauma, there remains room for improvement of neurological outcomes. In the author's study, 20 patients with neurologically complete spinal cord injury underwent early acute treatment with a combination of parenteral steroids, surgical decompression, and several hours of deep, localized, extradural cord cooling to a dural temperature of 6 degrees Celsius. Patients were evaluated at presentation and at final follow-up an average of 4.9 years later. Impairment in all patients was initially American Spinal Injury Association Grade A, reflecting total loss of sensory and motor function. 30% of the patients improved to Grade B, reflecting improved sensation. 25% improved to Grade C, showing return of weak motor function. 10% improved to grade D, with return of anti-gravity motor function in key muscle groups. The proportion of patients improving in American Spinal Injury Association grade is substantially higher in the author's series than in comparison to historical or modern controls. 6 patients became self-sufficient after recovery, including 2 who became ambulatory, one of whom had suffered an injury at the C4 level. These encouraging results suggest the need for controlled clinical trials using localized deep spinal cord cooling, when cooling can be instituted early, preferably within 8 hours of injury. Thank you for listening. to read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org. For more information on how to submit your research to the Journal of Neurosurgery, please visit thejns.org and click on Info for Authors.